expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You know that moment when you realize you have mastered your wellness. When you become so resilient, you can conquer any hiccup life throws you. Yeah, well, me either. But I still ride unicorns. I'll teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect your success in nutrition, exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. It's your reality, and you need to do it your way. Self-care and self-love are anything but selfish. Take charge. Get excited. If not now, then when? Grab your espresso and get ready to talk all things wellness. It's time for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with Coach Peggy Wells right now.
Hey, everybody. How are you? It's Coach Peggy here, and you are listening to Coach Couch and Coffee Radio here on Transformation Talk Radio. So I'm so glad that you joined me. I'm here every Monday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. We talk all things wellness. And if you are sitting and it's not dangerous, I always make you grab your unicorn coffee mug for me, but whatever coffee you love or tea, and grab your mug. And I just like to create an atmosphere where we can kind of sit down, hunker in, and talk all things wellness. This week, I do not have a guest. You are stuck with me. And I got sick yesterday. So talk about real world. What an awesome topic we're talking about. No more BS. What's the real world? And I've got a personal example for you. So I got sick yesterday, and I thought, oh, this is awesome. I'm going to lose my voice. Great. Can't have my show tomorrow. And so I did two things, an N and an N. I napped a bunch, and I took a bunch of NyQuil. So I am with you. And my lovely backdrop today, I want to explain to you, I've got kind of the Rockies-ish there, and you've got your road, your never-ending road of wellness. You can look at it as it's, you know, never-ending possibilities. That's what it is, never-ending possibilities. So today I want you to stick with me. We're going to talk about real world. I'm going to get honest with you. I'm going to tell you how to figure out some tools and strategies and concepts to fit into your real world, why this wellness thing is so damn hard. I mean, come on, why is this so hard? It's never going to be solved. You guys know that. So we have to figure it out for us. And that's what I'm here going to chat with you about today. I want to ask you one thing, though, whether you're driving or you're watching this later on your podcast, I just want you to block out the world. Think about you, focus on you. And I'm going to ask you to do one super important thing. I'm going to ask you to remove any emotion that you might have. And I want you to just think about this as being just data. Okay, so just black and white data, almost like you're the coach. I want you to sit back and think about some of the things I'm saying, what I'm saying to you, some of the about the content I'm saying to you, and just try to remove some of that emotion. Okay, it'll be a lot easier so that it removes judging, guilt, all those fun things. Okay, so I'm going to do two things. First, I'm going to explain to you what I believe real world is, and then I'm going to explain to you how I got to this place where I thought embedding wellness into your real world was more important than you fitting cookie cutter diets and exercise plans to fit, you know, the data of whether it works for everybody else. Okay. So my definition of real world, let's go into that first. You're not going to get these results unless you figure out how you live. You're just not. You've got to make it legit and real and transparent. So I want you to first think about the things we have in common. We have a lot of things in common, all of us. Most of us have a job, right? Most of us have had two or three jobs at the same time. But most of us have a job. Most of us are maybe in a relationship, and that's your real world. Many of us have lots of pets. Let's see, what else? Other things we take care of. Maybe mom and dad, other responsibilities. Maybe you're raising your niece, something like that. So you have other things that you're responsible for. And then there's the good old bills, responsible things. So most of us have car payments and house payments and those horrible things that come when the mailman drives up and we don't want to go open the mail. And then the last thing a lot of us have in common are injuries and illnesses at some point in time. So all of these numerous things that I mentioned, are things we all have in common. And the unique piece of those are the depths of those or the diversity of those between each of us. Okay, so the individual things are similar, but how different are they in your world? So often, let me just give you a few examples. This will be easier to understand. So if I'm trying to help a client figure out their real world, I'll bring up the same type of subjects I just brought up for you. And I want to take them maybe a little bit deeper so you can understand how I figure out real world. Let's take the job, for instance. So as I mentioned to you, you might have one or two jobs. And if I'm working with you and we have to figure out your nutrition plan, or we have to figure out how you're going to move a little bit more or have healthier relationships, if we're going to work on all of those things, I have to figure out how you're spending your time and what it looks like in your four walls. So when it comes to jobs, one of the things I'm going to be asking you, or one of the many, are how many hours do you work? How far do you have to travel? Do you work from home? Do you fly 70 hours a week you're away from home? So those are some of the things that I'd be asking, because that's much different than just saying you have a job. Okay, so let's go through the next few subjects. So the next one I think I said is relationships. Okay, relationships can be very different when you're trying to embed a healthy lifestyle into your real world. I mean, very rarely does an author of a book or a resort, maybe where you go, or a boot camp where you go, say, hey, Peggy, you know, how much time or what kind of relationship are you in at home? You know, are they going to sabotage this unconsciously? Are they going to, you know, support you? And as far as the relationship goes, are you divorced, going through a divorce, fighting a lot? Do you have an amazing relationship at home? You know, what are all those things as far as a relationship goes? Maybe you're a single mom, okay, or trying to adopt somebody. Those are big time difference, real world things. So the other thing I want to think about, want you to think about, is when it comes to, you know, the kiddos or other things you're responsible for. So if I'm trying to embed a nutrition plan in your life and you have your mom living with you on a really special nutrition plan, how are you going to balance those two so that you have them planned out and you can stay on plan when everybody in the house is maybe eating differently? Okay. Then the fourth one is all, you know, obviously the bills, and the organization is where I would delve into that next. A lot of people put those things off. They put off emails. They put off opening the bills. They put off organizing drawers or their taxes. All of that matters. Organization comes into play with planning your meals, your menus, shopping, all of that stuff. And we can't ignore that. So bills is the next place that I would dive in really deep and say, what is going on in your real world so we can make this work for you? And then the last one is injuries and illnesses. An example I could give you is, you know, maybe you've, let's see, lost your arm or something in a horrible car accident. That's going to change your workouts. But when you go to a boot camp, or again, and I'm not damning any of those places, I think they're amazing. But when you look at why and how you're successful in your own real world, we have to figure those things out. So if you are missing a limb, how much longer might it take for your workouts? Could be, maybe it could be a lot longer. Or if you're ill, say you have COPD and you're on oxygen 24/7. Walking 3,000 steps, 5,000 steps, which might be a criteria, you know, you better do this. This is what the average American is doing. That would be really difficult for somebody on oxygen 24/7, but that's their real world. So those are some of the examples that I want you to think about when I say real world. So now I want to move you to the place where I let you know how come I believe this to my core in my business, and I will not preach anything else or do it any other way than coaching the real world. And the only way I can do that is to tell you that I have so many experiences and so much, you know, so many years to be able to say to you, I know people. I started really, really young in my teens. I think I was teaching aerobics maybe as a teenager when I was a lifeguard, early teens. And then I went on to overseas in Germany. I was a dependent mom, US Army, and I was meeting you know, wives that would come over there and wouldn't have family. And we would do aerobics together that grew into groups of 80, 85 people. And we would sit down and talk about, you know, how do you feel without your family? And how are you coping with your husband being gone? And it was life coaching things that I didn't even know it was life coaching things back in the day. So over those years, it then went to being a trainer and working in different settings and corporate wellness and hospitals. And I think I've been a part of every setting that I can just about think about, schools, universities. Okay. So why am I saying this? Why am I saying all this? Because I know people and behaviors. And one of the things that was the most frustrating to me in the last, I'd say 5-7 years is seeing all my coworkers, family, friends, and clients fall off the wagon and not reach their goals over and over and over again. So many times. And I kept saying to myself, why is that? What can I do differently for them? How can I be a part of their journey? How can I make them more successful? Why is it when we ask them to do things, excuses pop up and things just don't seem to mesh? And I started to really, really understand that, you know, one of the programs that I was a part of 5 years ago, we did many of the TV shows. If you've seen some of the big time TV shows, they did monitor clients when they went back home. They would do Skype visits and surprise visits with them, and then they leave them. Okay, so what I want to do is we're going to take a really quick commercial. And when we come back, I want to make sure that I dive a little bit deeper into this and explain to you why I want to make sure all the questions. I'm going to have you figure out strategies and tools to ask yourself really, really personal questions on how to make this work for you. At the end of the show, if we don't have enough time to cover all this, I'm going to have an after party. We're going to stay for the after party for a bunch of questions, but I'm going to help you figure this out. No more BS. And we are going to be back right after a commercial. Join me here on Coach Couch and Coffee Radio. Talk to you soon.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Are you new to playing with the law of attraction or a seasoned pro looking for an easy and organized way to monitor your co-creation endeavors as you draw them from the immaterial planes into your physical reality? Then join me over at goldenotter.us for bi-monthly new and full moon rituals where we plant seeds of intention, then harvest the fruits of our desires as part of a dynamic community in the members-only Lunar Manifestations Forum. I'm Autumn Seibel, host of Golden Otter Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream, and I can't wait to meet you.
TheAngelLady.net.
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 TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm.
Sue Storm.
TheAngelLady.net.
TheAngelLady.net.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Obert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Obert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyobert.com. That's drkathyobert.com.
Hey, you guys, welcome back to Coach Couch and Coffee Radio. Again, I'm going to show you, I have my mug here, not been feeling too well. So today is not filled with coffee. It's filled with water, but I'm really glad that you're joining me because I'm still a little feisty. So when I say no BS, I mean no BS. And we're talking about getting real in your real world when it comes to wellness. And, you know, when I think about all the books that have been written and all of the TV shows that have plugged different types of exercise programs and money, you know, come here, lose a bunch of weight, you're going to get $250,000. I get really frustrated, if not sometimes a little bit angry these days, because the aftermath of that is really hard to pick up those pieces. And before we went to commercial, I was chatting with you guys about, you know, some of those TV shows. If you really think about them, they have there's a couple of shows that actually have said, you know, this is more than just a couple of months where we do this and they lose weight. Let's go back home. Let's Skype them. Let's see how they're doing. And they've done that. But the tough thing is when it's over, if you notice, there's not a bunch of books that have been written 2, 3, 4 years out that says, show us how our program worked. Show us how successful you are. Let's talk about how you kept that 50 pounds off and have stayed in maintenance. There aren't a lot of books. As a matter of fact, most of the studies show that the weight gets put back on. And I want you to think about, the reason I asked you to get rid of emotion is I really want you to be honest with yourself. And I want you to think about what has worked and what hasn't worked. And you don't necessarily have to give a coach or a trainer a call starting tomorrow to figure this out. I want you to represent yourself, even if it's just in your own world, looking in the mirror. But if you do go out and choose to work with someone, you have to stand ground and stand up tall and say, hey, dude, this is my life. This is what I do. This is what I'm willing to do to be successful, and not even pretend that you can make it work if you can't make it work. So I'm asking you to think about what in the past has worked for you. You know, if you have had some cycles, what has worked for you, what has not worked for you. I want you to think about, this is some of the things I ask my clients when they want, you know, when they come on board. I say, you know, what is your support system at home? Okay. I always say, what's your support system? I always say, what's your family budget? You have to ask that. You have to ask that. Lots of times we're sitting up at night and we're thinking, you know, I am sick and tired of having this belly or not having any strength anymore. And the next thing you know, you flip on TV and there's some brand new diet pill out there or some brand new book, lose 20 and 20, you know, 20 pounds in 20 days. And that's all fine. We can all lose weight. Absolutely. But the thing that's frustrating is you whip out your credit card and you order all these prepaid meals and they start coming. And then you're like, crap, I'm locked into this. My family budget couldn't, you know, absorb it. So I also want you to think about, let's see, I want you to think about your boundaries. How strong are your boundaries? Are you willing to say to your family, hey, I'm going to go out and take a walk tonight, whether you come with me or not? Because if you're not willing to do that and the family's not willing to do that, you have to think about that. That's your real world. If you are having a hard time carving out any exercise program time for yourself, or if you don't even like to cook, if you are never going to cook, we've got to figure out a plan, but that's your real world. So the odds of you buying this lovely book with all these gorgeous pre-made meals and racing off to the store and buying herbs you've never even heard of, what is the, you know, the probability of you sustaining that long-term and not getting discouraged and not putting the weight back on and feeling bad about yourself? What type of equipment do you have access to? Maybe you can't get to the gym. And maybe you do have some stuff at home, but what if you don't have anything, nothing? You don't even have a step counter to do, to measure your steps. If you have none of these things, then you need a coach, or you need to coach yourself to figure out how to be creative, be diverse and to make this work in, you know, your own real world. So I want to give you a couple of examples. Things people don't think about either is sleep. Sleep is a big deal. So here's a couple of examples. I'm going to give you four. And I want to stay right in the lane of nutrition. So whether you call it nutrition pillar, that's what I call it, my pillar one. But let's talk just nutrition. I'm going to give you four examples. So if you are a person right now struggling on your budget and you have $50 this week for groceries and that's it, it makes no sense to get on a plan, announce to everybody you're going to do it for $200 a week to have pre-made meals sent to you because you don't like to cook. It makes no sense. You can't do that. However, for somebody else's real world, who might be somebody who travels and goes to the same exact hotel every single week, has the same delivery address, having those meals delivered could be brilliant for that person's real world. Might not work for you, right? The other thing is you want to think about diets and your illnesses or your injuries. So if somebody, for example, has, let's say, hypoglycemia, so they have ups and downs in their blood sugar, the last thing you would want to be on is an intermittent fasting diet. So if your diet is telling you to, maybe your friend's on the same diet, telling you not to, you know, go ahead and fast for 14 or 16 hours, you're going to lose all this weight, and you have low blood sugar, that's life-threatening. I have low blood sugar, and the last thing I'd want to do is be driving. So that's in the nutrition lane, same thing. See the different real worlds. And then maybe a last example that I want to give you is multiple people in the family. You have 4, 6 kids, whatever, and you're on this plan of eating. And if you're not going to help get everybody else on the same plan or baby step yourself into the way everybody else eats, you're probably not going to be successful. So those are examples of how I would work with you in your real world to figure out how we could make a plan that would be successful for you. So here are a couple of, I guess I just want to call them strategies, some things I want to throw out at you. There's no magic wand, and there's no other plan that is designed for everybody else that's going to be perfect for you. None. And it's never ending. It's going to be continuous. And it took you quite a while to probably get to the place that you are right now. So take a deep breath, because it could take you a while to get back to that healthy zone that you want to be in again. And that's okay. We want it to take time. And then when you're getting real in your real world, I always say that you have to have a bunch of breakdowns before you have some breakthroughs. And the breakdowns is where the magic happens. That's where you can figure out all those yucky things. I want to ask you to get a BC wellness grade instead of an A. So some of you have heard me talk about that. Almost lower your expectations just a little bit as you figure out your real world. If you have a whole entire pantry full of junk food, and it always has been since you were a child, the odds of you cleaning out that pantry and never filling that back up or not eating junk food again is pretty slim to go black and white. We have to go very slowly, and it's doable. It's doable. Wellness wheel. So I have done that podcast on that before, YouTube videos on that before. And just the main reason I want to bring that up is a lot of people don't realize there are 14 dimensions. I use 14 dimensions in your life to be able to figure out how to balance wellness. And so what's really important in this, you know, topic tonight is to make sure that you do think about relationships and creativity and organization. All that has to do with wellness, and you need to look at that for you. How do you feel in each of those and what those goals are, and baby step into being successful for you? The other thing is family history and habits. So when I work with a client, I go really, really deep on figuring out everything that they had before we met. You know, what did they learn as a child? What did they bring forward? What can we rewire? Because all of that matters. All of that has made, if you grew up with a garden in your backyard, then you probably have been exposed to multiple veggies. If you didn't, then your real world is going to start off looking very, very different. Another thing to think about is that whole motivation piece. If you've heard me say before, motivation is not going to come in an email. It just isn't. And I have a tool that I call SAMS 10. So it's spark, action, motivation equals success. So you need a spark, a desire, a goal, a thought, and then you have to move right into action. You have to move and do something, and then you stay motivated. and then there comes success. Motivation doesn't come first. So when it comes to your real world, what is going to spark you and get you into little baby step actions to keep you motivated to make it? Because the bottom line is, the best example that I can use is, if you love to have your wine with dinner every single night and you go on a plan that says no alcohol, probably not realistic. I have clients and I say, hey, if you're going to have wine every single night, let's figure out how to balance that. If you're a smoker, let's figure out what that looks like. If you are never going to be on a treadmill or any cardiovascular equipment, then let's figure out, you know, what that looks like. The main thing, whoever you're going to decide to work with, you guys, be real, put out literally right in front of them and say, this is how many jobs I have. This is how many hours I have. This is how many kids I have. This is what my life is about. This is my budget. And then you can nail it. Baby steps, okay? So I'm going to stay for an after party. Show's almost over. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to stay for an after party. I've got lots of questions. I have several questions that people wrote in. I'm going to answer those. Right now, I'm going to tell you that you can reach me at Coach Peggy at threewellnesspillars.com. You can hop onto my website there, and you can at threewellnesspillars.com and look at my blog and figure out programs to work with me. I want to tell you about next week's show. It's going to be awesome. My guest is Jane Finkel. She is an author. She is a career coach. She has her own career counseling firm. She's amazing. She wrote a book about introverts' complete career guide. I want you to join me next Monday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. We will be here. I will be here with my mug, and I can't wait for you to join me. And if you get a chance, come back after commercial, and I'll be here for an after party. Talk to you really soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with me, Coach Peggy Wells. Did you hear something that made you go, or have an aha moment? I live for those. If not, we will get you next time. I will be back every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific. The tough love you to become smarter, stronger, braver, healthier, and happier. Duh. I will be back with a barrel of positivity, and you never know when a guest might pop in. There is no time for excuses. So don't forget to bring your coffee and an open mind as we talk all things wellness on Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with me, Coach Peggy Wells. Now go grab a ray of sunshine.